The great race, it comes around every year and we cannot wait. We also like the fact that the pilgrimage that is driving to Bathurst, there even a month early and burying a few cartons of plonk or whatever you want to drink on that mountain, it is something very special. And for the drivers, it's very special. A man with another chance of winning. I say that because he is the title holder at the moment. Chas Mostert, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate. I saw you on the weekend, the RPM show on Channel 10, and obviously, mate, it's an exciting time of the year for all drivers.
Yeah, super pumped out here, standing out in front of the mountain at the moment. So it's a beautiful sight this early in the morning, but I can't wait to get around it again and see what we can do.
Chas, take us back to a year ago when you won with Paul Morris. It was one of the most dramatic finishes to a Bathurst ever. Just tell us about that final lap and tell us about the celebrations and how long you celebrated for.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Just, last couple of laps, caught Jamie with his, obviously, fuel conserving. And, it all come down to the Forest Elbow, which is basically a quarter lap to go. And, got me nose in there and we touched a little bit. And then started to run out of fuel. So it was pretty crazy feeling coming down. But just to be able to hear the roar down in the chase, of the exit of the chase with all the fans around was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was one of the great duels. And I heard you on the weekend say, well, I'd like to think that overtaking move was just my prowess rather than him starting to cough already, running out of petrol.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to be gifted, but you want to be in there and you want everyone at their best. And that's when you want to beat them as well,
Now, is there any truth to the rumour you've got rid of last year's co-driver because the celebration just took too much out of you? Morris, he's known for that. He's a hell of a driver, though.
Yeah, Paul is not in it this year. He's probably going to sit back and sink a few tinnies on the mountain and watch us go around. But, he'd been racing around Bathurst since 91, which is 1 year before I was born, so... he's had a good old thin around here, and this year we've got a new young guy, Cam Waters. He's stepped up, and he's looking real fast in the development series, and we snatched him for the main series co-driver races this year. And we got second at Sandown, so hopefully we can do a good job here as well.
You're going very well in the championship this year. How much did Bathurst last year give you confidence for this season?
A massive amount. I think I'm not so much for the season, just more to say state your claim to say that you deserve in the series and you deserve to be against the sport, and I guess that just gave me enough confidence to just get on with it and start learning more about the car and obviously a great car this year from the Pro Drive guys with the FGX, and it's just been amazing.
How much luck do you need at Bathurst, Chas? And that's not taking anything away of the strategy that the teams take, but that safety car towards the end can bunch things up. It can sort of throw you out if you're in the wrong sort of spot from a pitting point of view, because you can both come in at the same time. You need a little bit on your side, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty much 99% luck you need around Panorama. I think if you ask any previous winner, there'll be some part of the race where they just skate through, or there was an issue with someone's pit stop and they still made it out, or, there was a bit of crash and they got through like last year.
Yeah.
One of those things, 161 laps, a 6-hour race at one of the grueling, one of the most grueling tracks, not just in Australia, but probably around the world, is pretty tough. So, yeah, you need as much luck on your side as you can get.
You also have to look out for the advertising barricades too, particularly if you get hit by one after a helicopter's coming to land. What about poor old James Courtney, who's been sidelined with broken ribs?
Yeah, that's, so unfortunate. It was at Eastern Creek that happened. And, just crazy that something freak accident like that. Normally you could have a big crash and you'll walk away from no problem. But, a bit of pit stuff coming away from a bit of wind from a helicopter is pretty unheard of in V8 supercars. But I don't know if he's racing this weekend or not. But, hopefully he's getting better soon and comes back, because he's a hell of a racer and good to race again.
Yeah, Chas ruled out last night. He's taken himself out of it, unfortunately. So the enforcer, Russell Ingall, will be behind the wheel, but that's a shame for James Courtney. I just want to ask about the shootout and getting in that final 10 and the grid placing. I know that it was not a must for you last year, but how much does it help when you're in that top 10, given that there are 160 laps?
I don't know if it helps so much because we won it from last year, but it's one of those things. I think this place has got a special vibe about it, and when you get to make that top 10, you've done obviously a good job from the start of the week to the point you're at on the Saturday. And then when you get to, you know, thrash a 650 horsepower V8 supercar around Mount Panorama, but you're the only one on the track, I think it's just a magical feeling. And you hear all the fans, and I'm sure, but I've never done it, so I'd love to do it.
Who do you have to beat? Wincup and Dumbrell are the favourite, $4.25 favourites with tab.com.au. Who do you have to beat to win?
Everyone. It's Bathurst. It's anyone's a chance, so it's pretty crazy.
I mean, is there any particular car that's flying at the moment?
Yeah, you know, obviously we're doing a real good job, but I think the whole field's covered by 1 second at all some of the last events. So for me, I just see every car as a different car, and don't worry about who's in it.
Yeah, I think Jamie's probably thinking he can turn his season around with this one, and that is exactly what can happen on the mountain. And final one from me, Chaz. I mean, two youngsters in the car. Maybe some more bravery because of your age. The pace that you guys drive, do you have to temper that at all given the longevity of the race, or do you just race hard from the first moment?
Well, I think the race kicks off probably about 500 k's in, you know, so
yeah,
500 k's looking after the car, and then then bring up the tempo and see what we can push forward to.
Yeah, awesome, mate. It's a special weekend. I know you'll race very nicely. I hope that luck is with you.
Hey, thanks very much.
Good on you. Thanks for your time. Chaz Mostert, one of the great up-and-comers. He's now cemented in the V8 driver setup for his consistency and certainly the pace, and he's breathing down the neck of Frosty Winterbottom, his partner, but they're up against each other again.